connections.
Network connections good.
Recording?
Recording.
Talent ready?
Talent is ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Local Edge Radio. This is Local Edge Radio, the show focusing on what matters to you here in Western North Carolina, from politics to entertainment. To get in on the show, call 252-4348. That's 252-4348. Now, Blake and Leslie.
Welcome back to Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie here on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk. We're going to shut down the Progressive Hotline for just a little while as we welcome back our good friend Opus from the Thirsty Monk for the voice of beer. Welcome back to the studio, Opus.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So did you have a big week last week, big weekend of the big announcement, Beer City USA? We have claimed the title again. You teased us with it last week, but it became official, I think, that night.
You know, we did have a big week last week, but it's really crazy because this week is the mother of all beer weeks.
The American Craft Beer Week.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. It is big.
Starting today and going until Sunday, it's all 50 states are celebrating American craft breweries.
Really?
This is the first time since its inception, about 6 years ago, that all 50 states are participating.
So, for example, what is the Monk up to this week?
The Monk is just doing way too much to even recount.
Right. That means you're going to have to work 24/7, pretty much.
We're working nonstop. Our beer tenders are going crazy. We're giving away all sorts of wonderful American craft brewery swag, glasses, T-shirts, keychains, and we're having some amazing, amazing kegs being tapped this week.
So what's the point of this week? Is it to bring visibility to some of those craft beers that people might not know about? I mean, you said it's going on in 50.
What's the point? Do you really need to add the point is to drink beer?
I know, but I mean, in all 50 states, there's not craft breweries in all 50 states, are there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Are there in all 50?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I stand corrected.
There's multiples in each single state. Okay. I mean, pretty much every city has
so to, is it to feature beers from that area, that state, kind of keeping it closer to home?
It's basically, it started by craftbeer.com, and it's basically to celebrate all American craft breweries. It's a nationwide thing. It brings up American spirit, American commerce, American ingenuity, know-how, taste. It's basically an American holiday.
Ooh, it's an American holiday, Leslie.
It is.
So there we go, all 5 days.
And it's also Strive Not to Drive Week, which is good timing because all the buses are free. So if you want to go out and imbibe, you've got a free and safe way to get home.
That is actually another reasoning behind the American Craft Beer Week. It's also, as well as promoting craft breweries and beer, it promotes education for safe driving and for responsible drinking.
I love it.
And it looks like you're running specials almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
And you're looking at your calendar. And, folks, you got to check out monkpub.com. They overhauled their website, I guess, about a month and a half ago, or a couple months ago.
Fairly recently,
yeah,
we had our amazing webmistress redo our website and incorporate this live database that we've all been working on for about a half a year now, so that every single beer that we have on draft or have had on draft is updated to the very minute as soon as it's on tap, and you can check out the details about it, the ABV, the descriptions of the beer, and you can pretty much taste it online.
I love that.
So I'm looking at Sweetwater Cask on Thursday, and then what is DFH Hellhound on
that,
Friday?
That is a tribute to Robert Johnson. Do you know Robert Johnson?
The
blues guitar.
The blues guitar, sure.
The guy who supposedly went to the crossroads and sold his soul to the devil for being the amazing blues artist that he is.
Movie. called Paul Sreddick. Do you remember that opus?
Oh, gosh.
Ralph Macchio was in it, the Karate Kid.
I think it was all related, right. But Robert Johnson is definitely not Ralph Macchio.
Okay. there was another person that played Robert Johnson. But anyway,
they
go ahead.
They might have both sold their souls to the devil, but Robert Johnson got the better deal.
And Ralph Macchio got Dancing with the Stars. So,
this is Dogfish Head Brewery made the... And then, speaking of Dogfish Head, they're like the... Pretty much like the number two largest craft beer producer in the United States. They're known for their 60-minute IPA, obviously, but they make these amazing limited series beers. They did a tribute to Miles Davis. They did, and the most recent one is this tribute to Robert Johnson because they're kind of music fans too. So this is an ale that you really can't get anywhere else on the East Coast.
Are there been any big rapture or pre- or post-rapture events surrounding craft brew or craft beer week here in Asheville or at Monk Pop?
I'm sorry, what rapture are you referring to?
Well, it's being debated. Some say that Blondie is reissuing the album Rapture.
Oh.
And others say that
that
certain people will be sucked up by Jesus. I think 44,000 virgin men. That's what the Bible says.
Oh, gosh.
According to my daughter, the biblical scholar.
She learns something every day on Local Edge Radio.
Absolutely. I don't think Dogfish Head, I don't know of any plans for a Blondie Raptor tribute beer.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have local breweries in town, you know. We could throw out the call and see
Can they put together a beer in like 5 days?
Is that when the album's released?
No, the Rapture itself.
Oh, the Rapture.
I think the album is a red herring. I don't think that's actually happening.
Yeah, gotcha.
I think they're just trying to draw attention away from the actual rapture.
If it were in 5 days, it would have to probably be something that they had already brewed up and is ready to brew. So they
would
probably just change the name.
Am I on the right show? Did I walk in the wrong suit?
If you hear anything, let us know because we're going to have a pre-rapture show on Friday.
Right. And if you disappear this weekend, Opus, we know what the deal is, right?
You're
one of the 44th million or whatever it is.
Thousand.
Okay, 44,000.
Very select group
There's
of people.
There's got to be more than 44.
That's what it says.
Okay. All right.
In Revelation.
I'm going to elect to stay down here because we're tapping that keg on Friday, and I can't miss that.
Hellhound. All right. You brought a beer to taste.
I brought New Belgium, a wonderful New Belgium beer. And these are also one of the larger American craft breweries that obviously, most people know about. They call it the Fat Tire Brewery.
Yeah. See those trucks all around town.
Absolutely. It's really interesting. I brought a beer that is it's called Sati, and that's Shti, and it is actually the Finnish word for beer. In Finland, they basically brew one kind of beer, and it's brewed with juniper berries and rye, because they have a lot of that there. So this is on American Craft Beer Week. I could take an American craft brewery that, of course, brews a Finnish beer.
Hmm.
And this is an amazing tribute to the Sati style of beer. Let's crack this open now.
Now, we've never tasted a Sati. We've never tasted a Sati type beer here.
I don't think so. Okay. No, I think this is the first Finnish style beer.
I'm trying to find a traditional Finlandian toast. I feel like we should be authentic here on Local Edge Radio.
Find us a toast.
Some Finnish music? Seriously? Good luck with that.
Jim found the French music.
I'll YouTube it.
There's a Monty Python song I know, at least. Finland's the place to be.
Yeah, we were singing the Lumberjack song at the remote the other day.
Finlandia.
Remember that one?
I'm a lumberjack now.
I've heard that.
Yeah. There's a couple of verses to it. It changes as you
All
go
All right,
forward.
Here we go. Kippis.
Kippis.
That's what you say. Kippis.
Kippis.
Kippis, y'all.
Kippis.
Kippis, y'all.
Now this is it's a light amber ale, and it's actually not that far off from like Fat Tire's an American amber style, but it's got the juniper berries and bushes in it. It's got some orange peel, and it's got some interesting spices in it to just give it a little funky zest.
Found another Finnish toast.
Only one Finnish
toast. This
one's
even better. Holkin Kolkin.
Holkin Kolkin.
Didn't that sound cool?
That's fantastic.
So it's part of the Lips of Faith series. What does that mean?
The Lips of Faith series is also it's a select series made by New Belgium. And they what they basically did was they got all of their regular customers that frequented the tap room at New Belgium, and they got together their most faithful customers.
Okay.
And they had a bunch of beers that they were tasting, and if they had a contest that whoever could basically guess the ingredients to the closest amount of these blind taste testings got to make their own beer. So they called it the Lips of the Faithful, or the Lips of Faith. And these faithful people who guessed the beers right got to make their own styles of beer. And they started off with Eric's Ale, which is a sour peach, La Folie, a sour brown. And these are basically beers that the customers, the drinkers, came up with. And someone came up with the Sati. I guess they were from Finland.
What do you
say that?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it a lot.
I do too. What do you think?
It's got a beautiful bouquet, it's a really rich bouquet. But then when you taste it, it's not. It doesn't kind of hit you.
It's light.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite beers are very subtle styles. Like they're, it's light to the taste, but there's a very subtle sweetness going on. There's mm-hmm. subtle spices. And they're beers that they don't really smack you in the face or in the tongue with these strong flavors. They're something that you basically have to sip and pay attention to, or else you really miss a lot of the taste. And this is definitely one of those subtle tasting beers.
You might have mentioned it when I was Googling a toast in Finnish, but what's the alcohol content of this?
I didn't mention it. It's probably around 7.2%.
You got to give a speech tonight or something?
Yeah, always.
I like it, too. It's very smooth. I'm not a huge fan of Fat Tire. It's just not one of my favorite beers. I mean, I'll drink it, but...
It's very un-American of you.
Well, I'm just saying, if I have my choice, you know, I might grab a Sweetwater before Fat Tire.
For sure.
Just based on taste, but I do like this. So, and these guys are in, you told me before, Fort Collins, Colorado, is that right?
New Belgium? In Colorado.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Fort Collins.
I see it on the bottle, if I'm right.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And they're like a very green brewery. They if you work for them for over 6 months, they give you a bicycle and they encourage you to bicycle to work. They don't really have a parking lot. They have a bicycle parking lot. They've got a lot of renewable energy. They're solar powered. They recycle a lot of their waste and water. Very green and progressive for a brewery. For a giant brewery.
You'd be taking your life into your hands if you tried to ride a bike to Radio Ranch.
Oh, my gosh.
There are some serious blind curves with people driving at breakneck speeds.
That's true, but could you cut across a field?
I'm not sure where you'd go.
It's a dangerous field out there.
Is that a dangerous field?
Yeah.
Never know what's lurking in the grass at Radio
Ranch.
I
don't think Fort Collins is, I mean, that's a major city, too, and I'm sure there's some very dangerous bicycle riding
there. So what do you do for the
there?
First 6 months if they don't have a parking lot?
You ride on somebody's handlebars.
Exactly.
Hello.
You walk to work. So something that surprised me when I came in, you had pulled up some legislation that dealt with beer from the U.S. House of Representatives.
This is in conjunction with American Craft Beer Week. There was actually a House resolution it was during the last regime, but we'll not talk about that. It's House Resolution 753, and if I could just read a little bit of it,
please do.
It's basically commending American craft breweries, whereas craft brewers are a vibrant affirmation and expression of American entrepreneurial traditions, operating as community-based small businesses and providing employment for over 33,000 workers. And it also celebrates that craft breweries basically support our agriculture, American agriculture, by all the barley, malts, and hops, and other spices that we throw into it, where craft breweries also promote the nation's spirit of independence through handcrafted beers, because basically... the American breweries, the craft brewery that we have today, just basically comes from people brewing after Prohibition in their basements, in their garages. These home brewers were as a choice for all the microbrewers out there, all the giant breweries out there. They started brewing in their home because basically after Prohibition there was just the giant beers. They were very light and they all tasted the same. I know the ones I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And people started brewing in their basements and the garages and making home brews in response to that because they just didn't like these beers.
I bet some people were actually making their home brews during Prohibition.
Oh, I hope so.
Just going to go out on a limb and say
that.
Which it's interesting because all these major American innovations like craft beer happened when people were rebelling against the status quo. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, Republican, Democrat, liberal, libertarian, Green Party, everybody likes craft beer. But
and everyone likes revolting, too.
Well, I mean, you know, that is sort of the American way, although we don't, you know, we don't talk about that much these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a revolt that basically started, a wonderful revolution,
mm-hmm.
Where they're employing in every single city and every single state in all forms of jobs from, you know, brewing to making the beer to selling the beer to producing the grains for it.
And everybody I know that works in the beer business, the craft beer business, is happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
have
know if it's
time.
The access to the beer or what, but
that's it.
I think it's the access to the beer for one.
And as far as employing people across the nation, if that was read during the last regime, obviously that number's probably grown by 20,000 to 25,000, or maybe even doubled.
It's definitely grown quite a bit because more craft breweries have opened up, more microbreweries, nano breweries.
And there's one in every state, Opus, in case you didn't know.
I checked. Rhode Island has even more than one.
Do they?
Yeah. I was concerned, you know, because it's such a tiny state.
And I was thinking North Dakota does not have a craft brewery, but they do.
They do.
They do.
And,
okay.
And Delaware, which is pretty small too, has one of the biggest.
See, you can go there, form a corporation, and then go down to the street to the tasting room of the craft brewery. So, well, Opus, thanks so much for coming in here today. We just did one big, long segment without any breaks.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Is that okay with you?
If it's okay with you, sure.
It's fine with us. We know you need to get back to Craft Beer Week, and I might stop by the Thirsty Monk
after the mother of all beer weeks.
Mother of all beer weeks. Okay.
And by the way, beer is good for you.
I know.
Beer is a superfood.
I actually spoke to a few customers this weekend about the science aspect of beer being healthy for you, and I promised a future show where we would come in and I would have some studies cited where it proves that beer is actually good for you.
Blake and I should just start drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of beer.
Never in excess.
And get our vitals checked at the end of, let's say, a 6-week period. We'll see.
Can we do that? Can we go on a beer drinking week?
Sure, Opus.
That'd be
we
fun.
Can do anything
you
want to do.
It is.
It's your show, Opus. We can do whatever you want. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, your calls, 252-4348. I know we started the healthcare conversation. Let's continue that. If you've got stories to share or issues that you want to address, we'd love to hear from you. Again, 252-4348. Also, Grace Potter tickets coming up, and we'll qualify one listener for that trip to Paris. It's Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk.